With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The first in the nation caucuses in Iowa have begun, and already they're declaring a winner. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a live report. Greg?
Keith, the Associated Press has declared Donald Trump as the winner of Iowa's leadoff presidential caucuses. The announcement came just 30 minutes after caucuses began in the Heartland State. That victory tonight gives him a strong start in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination as the contest moves to New Hampshire a week from tomorrow. Now, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are the most prominent primary rivals to the former president. They're, of course, aiming for a second-place finish in Iowa. Throughout the evening, we'll be tracking the results of the rest of the field. But again, Donald Trump winning the Iowa leadoff presidential caucuses. Keith?
Thanks, Greg. Some public health experts are calling for a federal report on the effects of vaping. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
60 years after the U.S. Surgeon General released a report on the dangers of cigarettes, some experts say a similar report is needed to clear the air about vaping. Many U.S. adults believe nicotine vaping is as harmful or even more dangerous than cigarette smoking. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and most scientists say that based on the available evidence, electronic cigarettes are far less dangerous than traditional cigarettes. There's a major obstacle to determining vaping risk. E-cigarettes haven't been around long enough for scientists to see if vapers develop problems like lung cancer and heart disease. I'm Norman Hall.
A fake 911 call that the White House was on fire has sent emergency vehicles to the complex. President Biden and his family were at Camp David in Maryland when the call came in Monday morning. Fire engines and other emergency vehicles responded to the report the White House was ablaze and a person was trapped inside. This is SRN News. A warning from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The organization puts it rather starkly in its latest report. Quote, despite efforts to integrate human rights as an important part of the U.S. government's China policy, religious freedom and human rights concerns remain sidelined due to overriding security, economic, and other foreign policy priorities. The commission is urging the U.S. not to give up on religious freedom in China, even as it grapples with those other issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the greatest rebuke yet to Pope Francis, the Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar have issued a unified statement refusing to follow his declaration allowing priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. They assert such unions are contrary to the will of God. The statement is signed by Congolese Cardinal Fridolin Ambongo on behalf of the Symposium of African National Bishops Conferences. This is SRN News. A U.S. company's lunar lander will soon burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
This comes after a failed moonshot. Astrobotic Technologies says its lander is now headed back from the vicinity of the moon. Company officials expect the mission to end on Thursday. They stress that the lander poses no safety risk during its fiery reentry. The lander rocketed from Florida last week. It quickly developed a fuel leak that forced Astrobotic to abandon its attempt to make the first U.S. lunar landing in more than 50 years. John Scott reporting.
Boeing plans to increase quality inspections of its 737 MAX 9 aircraft following the failure of an emergency exit door panel on an Alaskan Airlines flight last week. The inspections come after federal regulators grounded the 737 MAX, and Boeing said that after the Alaska Airlines flight, it's clear we're not where we need to be. More details at srnnews.com.